closer.
And now on the Center Steer podcast, it's a special podcast in the middle of the month because the Defender Service Awards have been announced. We're using a point of personal privilege, being a Western Pennsylvania-based podcast, to help and encourage our listeners to vote for the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group. Chris Roosh is joining us from the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group to talk about what the group does and then how you can vote for them in the Defender Service Awards. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Great to be here, John. Thanks for having me and looking forward to our discussion.
What is the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group and where are you based? What's going on? What do you guys do?
Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group is an all-volunteer search and rescue team. We're headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but we have volunteer members from throughout Western Pennsylvania. We help find lost and missing people wherever they might be, for whatever reason they might be missing, across all of Western Pennsylvania, as well as into West Virginia, Ohio, and Maryland.
Excellent. There is a video that you guys did for the Defender Service Award, and I encourage folks to look at the video. It shows you the area that you cover. How often do you guys get called out?
We average about 40 to 50 missions a year. So every couple of weeks, we're out helping law enforcement find missing people. So as a volunteer organization, that keeps us pretty busy.
How many people are volunteer for the group?
We have about 40 members. More than that, if we count the dogs, as you should,
they're doing the work.
They're doing the work and the humans are taking the credit.
Exactly.
All right. So how many Land Rover owners are in the group?
I don't know that we have any current landowners.
They're hoping for one if the voting goes.
I think we've had at least one or two former Land Rover owners, but we certainly hope that AMERG itself gets to own this Defender.
Welcome, Morgan.
Thanks.
He's on Vermont time.
We love Vermont.
Awesome.
We're a Mountain Rescue Association team, and we work with the Stowe Mountain Rescue Group up there in Stowe, Vermont, for training and certification purposes.
Yeah, not far away. That means you've probably driven the Smuggler's Notch.
How often you guys get to go off-road? It looks like there's a lot of mud and challenging terrain. I take it that seems to be a good part of your activities.
We search for people across everything from a city to way out in the middle of nowhere. We're often going to pretty remote areas, even here in the suburban and urban areas of Pittsburgh. There's back roads, dirt roads, and that's often where our search missions are happening. And the big challenge that we have is not all of our volunteers have vehicles that can handle getting into some of those places. And as you'll see in the video, currently we're using a trailer as our primary emergency response gear staff. I'm sure all of your listeners know trailers don't do well off-road, so we often have to drop that in a parking lot somewhere, unload the gear, or load it up into private vehicles or ATVs and stuff like that. This Defender would really help us get into some of those locations.
It looks like your trailer had some sort of mechanical problem and was down for a bit. That can make it challenging. There are off-road trailers. They are commensurate with the price, of course. It still would be best to have your own dedicated vehicle. Chris, what are the plans then if you were to win this Defender 130?
We do have big plans for it. First of all, when Land Rover awards the 130, they're also going to completely customize it. If we win, we get to work with them to figure out what kind of package we want on it, from having a towing hitch, a winch, extra cargo, all those sorts of things. Really, we can tailor it to our mission. And then they also do a custom wrap on it, brand it. It'll have our logo on it, Mountain Rescue Association logo.
British call that livery. Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group livery.
Exactly. And it's really going to help us target our mission, as well as help with our marketing and kind of getting word out about who we are and what we do. A big thing that we're going to do is get a lot of the equipment that's currently stored in our trailer out of the trailer, get it in the Land Rover, so that it's much easier, much faster to get to missions. It allows our volunteers to not use their personal vehicles. And we are, in addition to being a volunteer search and rescue team, we are a licensed ambulance service, a non-transporting ambulance service here in Pennsylvania. So that Land Rover Defender will actually get an ambulance sticker on it.
Whoa.
Does it get blues and twos?
It's got lights and sirens?
We generally don't do lights and sirens, but we might have some caution lights on it, those sorts of things. So we won't be transporting any patients in it, but it will have all of the basic life support equipment that you find in a fire department squad or a non-transporting ambulance will go into that defender, as well as our rope rescue gear and things to run a search.
Harold has an old Land Rover that was an ambulance in the Royal Air Force.
Army.
Oh, sorry, it was the British Army. So
that's fantastic.
Yes, it's basically a big box.
The Magic Marshall, so named because it could turn two casualties into five to drive across the field.
I didn't know that there was such thing as a non-transporting ambulance. I just assumed all ambulances were the same.
It's different in different places, different states, but here in Pennsylvania, you'll see it on lots of fire trucks. If you see a fire truck go by, it's usually red. It's got lights and sirens, but it may often have this kind of white and blue sticker on the side with a medical emblem that's showing that it's been certified. That's what we actually call it, a quick response service. It's a way of our team has EMTs, paramedics, emergency room physicians, nurses, are all volunteers for us. We're coming primarily to search or primarily to help rescue people, but we bring a significant medical capability with us. And we need to have all that. An EMT or a paramedic can't do much if they don't have the equipment. So having all that equipment on board our QRS vehicle, or like you see with the fire department, vehicles that serve a similar function.
It's the ultimate rolling first aid kit.
Exactly. Really big, beefed up first aid kit. A first and second aid kit will provide pretty advanced medical care while if we find a subject out in the woods far removed from where an ambulance can get to, in particular cave rescue, we're a cave rescue team. So a lot of times if somebody gets hurt in a cave, you got to provide medical care for an extended period of time till we can get them out. And we can do that. And then we turn them over to a transporting ambulance service, what you think of as a typical ambulance or an air medical service, helicopter, depending on where we're located in. Depending on how severely injured our patient is.
The air ambulances often fly down Route 30.
Great landmark.
The Defender Service Award, this is the third year for the Defender Service Award, and there are five different categories that Land Rover has, and you're in the Search and Rescue Emergency Support Service Award section. How can folks vote for you? And this is a leading question, of course. How often should they vote for you?
Yeah, so the Land Rover Defender Service Awards is a great program that Land Rover started doing in 2020, and it coincided with when the Defender was reintroduced to the American, North American market.
To the world, to be clear, yes. But then they reintroduced it to the U.S., yeah.
Yeah, yes. And so it's a great program. They really focus on organizations that are given back to the community. The way it worked was there was a nomination period. We got nominated by our local Land Rover dealer here, Bobby Ray Hall Automotive, Land Rover North Hills, said, hey, Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group, you should apply for this. We put together the video that you can see on our website. Land Rover received several hundred videos from teams across North America, and we were selected as one of the five teams. That's got us to being a finalist. What's going to decide the winner is public voting, which opens up on the Land Rover website on Friday, September 15th. And it's going to run from September 15th through October 4th. So we're encouraging as many people as possible to go out, check out our website, check out the Land Rover website, and vote for AMERG. The key thing is that people can vote once per day, per email address. For our organization, you can actually vote in any of the categories. So there's five different categories if you want to go and check out some of the other animal rescue veteran organizations. Other categories that we're not in, individuals can vote in each of those categories once a day during that time period.
Per email address. If one had multiple email addresses, it sounds like they could submit multiple votes.
Yeah. So if you've got a personal email address and a work email address, that might work, but the voting needs to all be on the up and up. There's no automated systems or any of those sorts of things. Land Rover really wants to make sure that word is getting out to as many people as possible, and those people are really understand the mission of the organizations that are supporting ones that they feel strongly about.
We'll, of course, have a link in the show notes for you to vote and check out the Defender Service Awards and vote for the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group. Go out and check out the Defender Service Awards. We're encouraging you here because it is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Another interesting thing about the daily voting is, should someone decide that they voted for someone else and not the AMRG, but they change their mind, they can cast another vote the next day and put things right.
They could.
Yes.
We hope that doesn't happen, but you certainly get to choose where to vote each day.
We hope the first doesn't happen, the former, but hopefully they are going to vote for you without voting for someone else first.
True. Absolutely.
Chris, thanks for coming on to the podcast, a special podcast for the Defender Service Awards, as we encourage our listeners to vote for the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great talking with you. Encouraging everybody to check out our website at amrg.info, where you can watch the video, get details about what we do and how to vote, and then vote every day for us between September 15th and October 4th.
And we should give a bit of a shout out to Bobby Rahal for helping and producing the video.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Bobby Rahal has been a great partner. They actually loaned us a Defender last weekend to use for one of our trainings. Mm. We have some of our dogs in it. Yeah, they're a great partner for us.
So you know exactly how you're going to use it when you win.
We have lots of big plans for it. That's for sure.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.